This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Incredible international movement, Walk Away, hashtag Walk Away. He's here, and he shared with me this idea. You're going to call me a Russian bot. You're going to make all these lies up. I want people to come together in mass rallies. But we've been talking about this, and I can tell you, I know the White House is already on it, and we're going to make some phone calls as soon as I'm off in 5 minutes. But listen, things are moving fast. Please come back on tomorrow for 30 minutes so you can just talk. Because I'm really impressed. No wonder they're so scared. In the 4 minutes we have left, Brandon, what else do you want to impart to people about your vision and really this quick this shift we're seeing, not just by you, but when I go to the mall, I get mobbed by minorities, blacks, Hispanics, Asians. They want to come together. They want freedom. They see through it. I think libertarian conservatism, Americana, is the new punk rock.
I absolutely agree. Friends of mine and I always say that conservatism is the new counterculture. It's actually so much more fun over here, and it's actually so much more inclusive, you know, and there's so much more actual love and tolerance happening on the right than there is on the left. I think that's a good ending point right there. You asked me, what do I want to say? I mean, if I were to speak directly to my own community or even racial minorities in America, you know, I would say to these people, look, the people on the left and the Democrats want to try to tell you over and over again that they're on your side. They're looking out for you, that you're only safe with them. But the truth of the matter is they're actually using fear tactics to keep you in a constant state of terror so that they can manipulate your behavior. And that's not happening on the right. In fact, on the right, I'm finding a lot of love and warm embrace from the whole community over here since I began the Walk Away campaign. And I want minorities in America to know that you have a choice. You don't have to be a Democrat. You don't have to be a liberal. You actually have a seat at the table on the right. There's a lot of really great people who would love to have you over on the right in the thinking class of people. And I hope that people consider walking away.
And I like how you made the point, beyond even walking away from the Democrats, because it'd be great if the Democrats reformed themselves and became, you know, free thinkers again. Because we need more than two parties, not just one that's being half decent now. It's very frightening that we've only got one party halfway operating, you know, in reality, because the Republicans have their own problems, is that just walk away from the Democrat cult. Walk away from the buses show up with the new kids going to college, and they bring them in and go, you got to be in our group. This is the professors. They're all out to get you. There's Nazis on campus. And then they go spray paint swastikas on their dorm at night hundreds of times and get caught. This is what they did to Candace Owens. I mean, it's like, it's so authoritarian. This is the new authoritarianism, and people are rejecting it.
Yes. Well, I mean, the other day I was refused service at a store by another gay man. Yeah. So, yeah.
And what do you say? I think you're alt-right. You're going to use this for speech, so you can't have it, as if you're even alt-right. It's some Hillary Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, I mean, let me tell you. Almost all those Nazi leaders have been proven to be operatives, okay? They're actors. It's staged. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. It's just to say that you're alt-right or I'm alt-right is horse manure.
I don't even know what alt-right means. I don't think anybody really knows what it means. But I can tell you that I'm not alt-right. I'm actually just a really good person. I believe in equality for all people. I believe in empowering all people in America, whether they be black, white, straight, gay. I think everybody deserves an equal opportunity and an equal chance. And that's what I'm about. So if that's all right, then I don't know. You know?
Looking at Kanye, just the energy, and from you, it's just an energy of, we're not going to be controlled. We're going to move forward. We're not going to be inducted into this politically correct cult. And that is universal. That is unifying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as gay people, you know, we kind of went through this civil rights struggle to, you know, fighting for, you know, marriage equality, this and that. We got that. And this, in my opinion, should be the most exciting time in anybody in the gay community's life, because we're not even a wedge issue anymore. Our rights are not up for debate. And so this should be a time where it's like we get to be full participants in the democratic
process. Instead,
they're
creating a new wedge and saying you're now part of the elite class. Let me say bye to you during the break. Amazing. Paul Watch is coming up. History's happening right now. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Victory in the morning. And if you're a leftist, authoritarian control freak, or a right-wing control freak, this isn't your show, and I understand that. We're trying to unify around believing in free market and religious freedom and economic freedom, and we've got a big tent for everybody. And we just had Brandon Strock on, who has launched the hashtag walkaway movement, and the left, just like they call me a Russian bot or Trump a Russian bot, he then had the idea to have a nationwide march. And he got it directly to the president. I've been authorized to tell you that, but then a few days went on, and so I'm going to try to get him ponied up, hitched up with some folks. And that's why I do a lot of this behind the scenes, who can understand how big this is. And I recommended how this should be done. This is such a big deal. I would have some Oprah Winfrey-style deals in a controlled environment because the left's going to try to infiltrate this. For the left and right who don't agree with the left and all the race war to come together and say, we believe in the future. We believe in not having civil war. We believe in not having violence. Give the president a chance to see it. You know, have everybody from Peter Thiel to, you know, from Judge Napolitano to you name it there. Because the wizard's never talking. He just keeps walking. I don't even need to be involved in it. I'm the bad guy that hits the barbed wire and says all the hard things and gets the attacks. I don't even want to sit at that table, even though I've been offered one. I will not be there. And that's my job. I never talk. I just keep walking. Even though I talk, you get what I'm saying. I'm always moving on to the next target. So let me tell you, I know zeitgeist when I see it. I know victory when I see it. This walkaway thing is explosive. And I was at the mall this weekend, and I was mobbed by Hispanic Americans, mobbed. Because they know the media's punking everybody and playing games. And every walk in life, guys with tattoos, families, you name it, black families, you name it. But I saw some white people came over and shook my hand. But I'd see liberals going, hoo. And then they would get even more freaked out. Some of the liberal store clerks saw me sitting there taking photos with Hispanic family after Hispanic family, like six, seven in a row. And I saw some leftists just like, they were looking, and I even walked over. My wife's like, please don't turn your camera on. I'm like, let me guess, you don't like me. And the guy looks down, and he goes, Alex, I don't know what to think anymore. You see? I took my daughters a week and a half ago to camp, and I pull up where they tell you to go to get all their trunks off and all that, and it's all the young, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-old camp counselors. The males are there, you know, in their evil gender role, unloading the trunks. And they're all listeners. And then I go to take both my daughters to their camp, separate areas in this big complex. And there's InfoWars stickers. I'm looking here, there. Paul Watson, they love him. They love Steven Crowder. We are so close to victory right now. And thanks to Kanye and Drudge and everybody. And it's a magic time, Paul. It's a magic time. What do you think of this Brandon Strzok idea of a nationwide march and movements everywhere of people that don't want to kill each other, people that don't hate each other from the left and right coming together, not even walking away from the Democrats. I say that too, but walking away from the hate and walking away from any Democratic rally. They always tell you, they always tell the Democrats, don't talk to Alex or don't talk to anybody. Don't talk to Fox News. Don't talk to, it's a cult. No, we're going to talk. Walk away from the cult that tells you don't talk. Paul, how big is this? I mean, at a gut level.
It's big because they no longer have an argument, Alex. The reason they say don't talk to people is because that muscle has become so flaccid, that argument muscle, that they don't have one. So to even engage in a conversation means automatic defeat to them because they've got no argument whatsoever. In fact, I don't know if you've seen the video. I wrote an article about this about a couple of hours ago. It's up on Infowars.com. It's literally a guy outside the Supreme Court with a bullhorn reading out constitutional passages, and they're just screaming in his face. It's like scream helplessly at the sky, but they're doing it in this guy's face. And it's literally all they've got left.
What's the name of the article? Everybody needs to get this viral. Infowars.com. What's the name of the viral for the article? Oh, just 300 show up for protests against Trump's Supreme Court?
It's not that one. It's the later one. I'll find it.
We'll go back to it in a minute.
Liberals triggered into literal screaming fit by man reading Constitution. It's up on Infowars.com right now.
Continue, please.
So, yeah, basically, the only criticism you get for that walk away movement is, oh, but you're playing identity politics, Alex. Well, no, we're using identity politics in some senses to unite people. They only ever use them to divide people. So that's where people can actually come together and have an impact. And when all you've literally got is having a screaming hissy fit in someone's face as a means of conversation, that's not going to resonate very well with any right-thinking person, is it? So at this point, we're way ahead of the game, Alex.
We'll have that audio and video. You're taking over right now. You got a big guest coming on. I should have mentioned that. Thanks for letting me hijack it, but I always love talking to you here on air, Paul. But exactly. We're saying to Democrats that are disillusioned by the hating America rhetoric, all the race baiting, all the Russian bot crap, who are sick of Hillary getting ready to run again, just come out and meet us like a neighborhood, you know, party or something. And everybody that wants to fight with each other over there, everybody that wants to come together and hug, come over here. The WikiLeaks, all of it is about division. And we're about unity, just saying we're all allowed to have freedom of speech. I think this, just like you said, hashtag walk away was genius. It's so simple. Don't do anything violent, whatever. Walk away. And then walk away and find normal people and come together. I'm telling you, we have just discovered the next level. I know it. We got all of us. I can tell that guy's totally for real. We've got to fully get behind this, Paul.
Yeah, then we see similar things happening in the UK. You've probably heard about this Trump baby balloon that's going to be flown over Houses of Parliament when Trump visits on Friday. He's not even going to visit London, but they're going to do it anyway. Okay, so it took them about a month with sustained mainstream media coverage a month to raise about £30,000, which is about $40,000, to pay for that Trump balloon. Somebody did an oppositional response to that, a Sadiq Khan baby balloon. It took them 3 days to launch a greater amount of money with zero press attention whatsoever, virtually zero. So your guest is talking about, you know, conservatism is a new counterculture. They can no longer claim to be anti-establishment. In fact, when you dig into this, the people behind the Trump baby balloon, they're very wealthy. They own like 2 million. The guy who paid for it owns 2 million townhouses in London. He's from a wealthy political family.
2 million townhouses?
No, I mean £2 million, but he's from a wealthy political family. He's claiming that it's anti-establishment, okay? You're not anti-establishment. You're upper middle class. You've got a smorgasbord of mainstream media attention to get this funding.
And all you can raise is £30,000, like $50,000. My only question is, why is the Sadiq Khan baby balloon, why are his diapers not full of crap? We need brown diapers on that piece of crap.
Or you could make it into a kind of pig, which, in fact, that has been suggested by the organizer.
Oh, he's an Islamicist. A pig in diapers. A pig with his head on it.
It was actually Piers Morgan who suggested that, because it was Sadiq Khan that approved of the Trump baby blimp. I mean, he's not busy enough with all the violent crime happening in London. He had time to approve that, though. So is he going to approve himself as a baby, a pig baby, and is that going to be flown over London? Because they've already got it funded. They're just waiting on approval, and that is the guest who I'm going to be talking to later today on the show.
And let's not forget, that baby is kicking their butt up and down the street.
Well, it will be, yeah, but we've got a Trump visit this weekend, Friday. You know, we've had visits from Erdogan, the Islamist dictator of Turkey, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. They torture people. They put gay people in camps. They're basically war criminals, what they're doing in Yemen. No protest against that, but Donald Trump comes, the leader of the free world, and they all spit out their dummies. They're all out on the streets once again, Alex.
You're taking over, Paul. Great job. My point is, Trump is dominating, and they've got him as a caricature making fun of him. Well, this idiot just aced all of you. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, the Big 4th of July sale, 50% off, and free shipping ends today. We need your financial support. Please commit to do it. There's great products you need. Paul Watson takes over now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live in fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this July 10th edition, 2018. In the next segment, we're going to talk to our guest, who is Yanni Brewer. He is the man behind the Sadiq Khan baby balloon, which is a counter-protest, in essence, to the Donald Trump baby balloon. That's going to be flown over the Houses of Parliament, or at least nearby, on Friday when Trump visits the United Kingdom. He's not going to be visiting London at all, because basically our cowardly conservative in name only government would not extend the invitation of a state visit to Donald Trump. It's only going to be a working visit. So he's not even going to get anywhere near London, basically, because they're so petrified, God forbid, that protesters might emerge again. A damning indictment of the cowardice, the sheer unparalleled cowardice of our conservative in name only government that has basically just betrayed Brexit full scale now. And finally, at least they're being honest about the facts and we can move forward from that position. But we're going to talk about the Trump balloon, the Sadiq Khan balloon later on. Let's talk first about YouTube, which has basically introduced new guidelines or new algorithm changes once again. Without notifying their subscriber base, without notifying their biggest creators, obviously they do that every single time. Headline out of Wired News, YouTube debuts plan to promote and fund authoritative news. Well, gee, I wonder what this is going to be all about. Following a year in which YouTube has repeatedly promoted conspiracy theory videos, it didn't promote them, they just happened to pop up. During breaking news events like the shootings in Parkland, the company now announced Monday a slew of new features it hopes will make news on the platform more reliable and less susceptible to manipulation. The company is also investing $25 million in grants to news organizations looking to expand their video operations. Now, this is the key point. According to YouTube executives, the goal is to identify authoritative news sources, bring those videos to the top of users' feeds, and support quality journalism. So, in other words, all these news organizations who exist on YouTube are totally crap at it. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They need the system to be gamed. They need a helping hand simply to compete with the people on YouTube who do know what they're doing. That's what it's all about. You go and look at some of these news organizations, the likes of CNN. I mean, combined, my own channel, Alex Jones' channel, got more subscribers than CNN, or at least it did on last check. Most of their videos don't go viral. You look at YouTube platform, YouTube content creators like MSNBC, mainstream news organizations, NBC, CBS. They're terrible. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to have viral videos. They're not solely focused on it. So now they're going to be given a handout, basically. Not like they're, you know, giant monopoly conglomerate organizations already with huge swaths of money coming in. They're going to be given huge amounts of money by Google to compete with other people on YouTube, and that's not enough. No, they need to change the algorithm to rank all these legacy media news outlets above everyone else, because even with millions and millions of dollars flooding into their coffers, that still is not enough to help them compete, because they're so utterly useless, anodyne, boring. Nobody wants to watch them, so they need the system to be gamed. This is what I've been warning about for over a year now. The fact that we're all slaves to the algorithm. In fact, you can look at the search engine. Obviously, YouTube is owned by Google. Look at the search engine as well. I mean, I can search for headlines that are almost verbatim what I wrote on Infowars.com or the key terms of an article that I wrote for Infowars.com about anything, mainly about the migrant crisis and things like that. The top 10, the top 20 links on the first page, Snopes.com, Washington Post, all these ridiculous fact-checker websites that have proven to be completely partisan, completely biased time and time again. Even when you put in key terms for an article, it ignores those terms and simply throws up negative information, for example, about Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones has caught, you search for stuff about the migrant crisis, articles I wrote a year ago, 2 years ago, it comes up with Alex Jones's court case. There's nothing whatsoever to do with it because they've artificially gamed the algorithm to promote negative information about Infowars.com, about Alex Jones, and put it above the information that you're actually searching for. So they're that intent on burying information, on manipulating people. We've had studies which we've featured before where they can shift millions and millions of votes on the day of an election simply by placing one candidate above another in a Google search result. They can shift millions of votes. They've proven it in India and all these different countries. So it doesn't matter how much reach you have, really. If they control the algorithm, then we're in trouble. That's why, you know, they're now finally starting about some kind of government regulation. They see Google search ranking manipulation is affecting elections. They did a giant study into this in India and a couple of other countries. And again, depending on the platforms, how they were presented in a negative or positive light, and the search results in order, they could shift millions and millions of votes. Now they're doing the same on YouTube and talking about, in fact, they mention us. They get into it in this article. That's one reason why known propagandists, they're talking about the algorithm, spreading falsehoods. It's one reason why known propagandists like Alex Jones of Infowars have managed to build wildly successful channels on the back of conspiracy theories. So again, it's this attitude that they need to protect you from conspiracy theories. God forbid. And in fact, in this article, they talk about things like the Bermuda Triangle. It's not even political. You can't even have people making fun conspiracy videos about the Bermuda Triangle without them slapping a fact check on it. Like, who even cares? Like slapping a fact check on Bigfoot or something like that. UFOs. It's not even political. And they say, no, we're even going to relegate that content. How dare you even talk about it? So, again, it's this nannying idea that you have to be protected from conspiracy theory videos on YouTube. No, some people want to watch that. So if they want to search for it, they want to watch it. That's what should come up. Most of these conspiracy videos annoy the hell out of me too. You know, everything's a false flag, everything's staged. But if people want to watch that, they should be allowed to watch it without you nannying them and saying, no, you can't have that. So we're literally going to change the algorithm and bury you beneath 20 stupid CNN videos which aren't even related to the subject that you're searching about. It's absolutely ridiculous, but it shows how desperate they are in trying to come back and trying to compete with people who literally spend 10, 15 years of their lives at this point building a YouTube career, building a YouTube personality, building the infrastructure of actual independent news organizations. I'm not even talking about Infowars. I'm talking about, you know, people like Philip DeFranco. He's essentially his own independent news organization. Those are the people that are going to get punished by it, and it's because they can't compete. It's because to be successful on YouTube, you need to have a personality, okay? But most people who work for the mainstream media do not have a personality. And it takes years and years to build a loyal audience that will want to watch every single one of your videos. That's how you build up an audience. That's how you go viral. That's how you build up a huge subscriber base. Mainstream media has no idea how to achieve that. So now YouTube, Google, has said, oh, we'll just give you $25 million each. We'll just boost you up artificially. We'll rig the system. And now will you be able to compete? Even after this, they probably will still fail because they're so utterly useless and they don't know what they're doing when it comes to YouTube, and they're just going to try and censor everybody else. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. No way.
The scientists at Infowars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Now, we're going to delve into this issue of the Sadiq Khan baby blue. And, of course, the big news headlines this week were all about the Donald Trump baby blue. And, in fact, I'm reading a headline here from Spiked Magazine. Who is the real baby here? It gets into who's behind this Donald Trump baby balloon. It's a 20-foot baby balloon of Donald Trump in a nappy, which they plan to fly near the Houses of Parliament when Trump visits this week, despite the fact that Donald Trump isn't going anywhere near London because our conservative and name-only government is so afraid of the protesters who might show up. So basically, they've got this 20-foot balloon ready to fly near the Houses of Parliament. This is what it says about it in the Spiked magazine article, Who's the Real Baby Here? The anti-Trump stunt has been organized by environmental activist Leo Murray, the great-grandson of Labour politician Anthony Greenwood. Murray, who rents out two flats in a £1.8 million townhouse in Hammersmith, has written a piece for The Guardian explaining his reasons. Well, of course he has. And basically it goes on to say that on the morning Trump was elected, This guy cried. Oh, boo-hoo. He cried his eyes out. Now he's going to get his revenge by launching this Trump balloon near the Houses of Parliament. Goes on to basically say that they are justifying this. They're saying that the motive behind this is because they're fighting back against the establishment. So a project initiated by a super-rich member of a political family in London that lives in a cushy townhouse in Hammersmith, £2 million, a project approved by the Mayor of London, that's anti-establishment, is it? No, it isn't. That's ridiculous. It's another Corbynista, upper-middle-class bourgeoisie pretending to be anti-establishment, pretending to be working class, when they're not. This is what we see over and over again. And now we have on the line Yanni Brewer, who is the man behind the response to this, which is the Sadiq Khan baby balloon, which he intends to fly at some point over London over the next few weeks. It raised over $50,000 now, over £40,000 in basically less than a week. And as I said earlier, they raised more money in significantly less time than the Trump baby balloon, with virtually zero media coverage. An absolutely fantastic effort. They beat them. They're still not getting the recognition they deserve. But Yanni Brewer, welcome to the show.
Cool. Thanks for having me, Paul.
Now, first, I just want to ask you about what inspired you to start this project and going beyond just flying the balloon. What's the ultimate plan for this project?
Yeah, so, I mean, in the project, the reason for doing this, I was really annoyed at Khan's willingness to insult the most powerful man in the Western world, Donald Trump. You know, he's a friend of Britain, he's half British himself, and we need those kind of friends after Brexit. So I was really irritated by it, and the fact that Sadiq Khan thinks that he can say that Donald Trump isn't welcome, or the President of the United States, a great ally of ours, isn't welcome to London or to the UK on our behalf when he's not elected to represent us is... it's really frustrating and irritating. So I wanted to address the serious issue of free speech as well in a lighthearted way. And I thought the best way to do that would be a tit-for-tat move and see if Sadiq Khan is willing to have a giant blimp of himself, caricature of himself, and permit his own insulting mockery in the name of free speech. And moving
now,
beyond...
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and beyond this, you know, I think everyone's had enough of Sadiq Khan in terms of the crime and him trying to talk on our behalf. And like you said, what's the bigger reason behind it? The bigger reason is to try and remove Khan from office. He's clearly not fit to be mayor. We've seen that with the soaring crime rates in London and his failure and unwillingness to address those serious issues.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but you plan to have some kind of event. I don't know how much you want to get into this, but you plan on having some kind of event which draws attention to the massive violent crime problems we've been having in London. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the idea is to synchronise the baby Khan balloon, blimp, and have it airborne at this event. The event will be Make London Safe Again, sorry. It'll be sometime in August. We're kind of working on the exact details of it, but it'll be sometime in August with the aim of trying to make London safe again. And of course, you know, London can't be safe with Sadiq Khan as mayor.
Now, let's talk about the media attention, because, as I mentioned earlier, you made more money in less time than the Trump baby balloon, despite the fact that they basically had a week or more of sustained intense media coverage. How interested has the mainstream media been in your project?
Yeah, so we went live on Thursday. Today's Tuesday, so 5 days, we've made 40,000. I think the Trump balloon has made about 27,000 in over a month. So it has been quite astonishing, really. The mainstream media, after yourself, you got involved. I had a couple of messages from a few people yesterday and today. It's picked up a little bit. I'm on the Victoria Derbyshire show tomorrow at the BBC. The Sun have contacted me. I think the newspaper in the UK have done a piece. But it's obviously nowhere near as much as the baby Trump balloon.
So it was only after you started making serious money and getting this funded that they actually had to pay attention to it. You've got more money in 3 days than they got in 30 days. Absolutely monumental effort. But, you know, with this Trump visit, I've spoken to people in UKIP and others, who've said, you know, they've tried to have Trump welcoming street parties or celebrations, not even protests. They're being told no by the police. Obviously, the police have authorized these giant protests to take place on Friday. Sadiq Khan has authorized the blimp to go up on Friday. Would he have approved a giant inflatable black Barack Obama baby blimp flying over Parliament? This is the question. And has he already approved your balloon, or is that still in the works?
That's still in the works, and no, of course he wouldn't have approved a baby Obama, would he? It just wouldn't have happened. I saw that today he was on the Great Morning Britain show or something with Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan asked him, he said, you know, if someone makes a baby blimp of you, or you as a pig caricature, would you be willing to fly? And he said, if it's a safe and peaceful demonstration, then yes. So based on that, you know, I don't see any reason why it won't go ahead. And I think he's kind of pigeonholed himself a little bit in terms of his manoeuvres now.
So he's basically backed himself into a corner. What exactly is this blimp going to look like? Is it just going to be Sadiq in a nappy, or are you going to incorporate some kind of pig design into it now that they've mentioned that?
It's currently with an illustration artist, an illustrator, so we're going to work on a couple of different designs, see what's best. But, you know, it's got to capture the horrible features of Sadiq, you know, the horrible hook nose, the bags under the eyes, and it's going to be pretty gruesome.
We'll see how triggered he gets, because that was my response when I first read about the Trump balloon. You know, a lot of people on the right said, oh, this is a disgrace, this is insulting the president, which it is, but that's kind of not the reaction you have, because then you get called a snowflake. They say you're triggered. Obviously, they're too dim-witted to think up their own insults, so they just use our insults against us. But your response is exactly right. You take that and you turn it back on them. Then you make him look like an absolute hypocrite if he doesn't authorize this. So I'm guessing that was your response. The response wasn't to get offended by the Trump baby balloon. It was to respond in the way you did, which was to use the exact same stunt against them, right?
Exactly, yeah. So I thought, okay, if you want to play that game, you know, two can play that game. But this time, you're going to have to prove yourself in having a big, massive 30-foot blimp of yourself flying over London. And we'll see how nice that is. See if you're willing to submit yourself to the same public humiliation you are so easily to Donald Trump.
Now, we're going to come back after the break and talk more about this. Talk about the sheer hypocrisy in Khan having nothing to say about, you know, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia visiting the Islamist dictator Erdogan. Just want to read some stats, though, about London crime under Sadiq Khan since he came to power as mayor. Knife attacks have soared by 21%, shooting incidents by 23%, street robberies by 33%, motorbike robberies by 50%, and murders by 40%. In February and March, London had more murders. It exceeded the murder rate of New York. This is a giant problem. His previous excuse was to say, oh, but we did a report about that last month, and basically it's getting worse and worse and worse. The police are being given fewer and fewer powers to actually chase these moped criminals, for example. They're trying to turn it round right now simply because of the massive public backlash. But again, these figures seem to be getting worse and worse. That's what you're going to be drawing attention to with this Sadiq Khan baby balloon. And it's going to be very intriguing how they respond to it. But we're going to talk about it more after the break on The Alex Jones Show Live, fourth hour.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live and we're talking to Yanni Brewer about the Sadiq Khan baby inflatable balloon that he plans to fly over London next month. We're talking about the Trump baby balloon, which is set to fly over London this Friday. Now, just looking at some of the recent visitors to London, let's take a look at this shortlist. Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman. This is a guy who's presiding over war crimes in Yemen. He's presiding over the persecution of gays and women in Saudi Arabia. Who protested his visit to London? Barely anybody. Let's look at the Islamist dictator President Erdogan of Turkey. You know, a guy who locks up journalists, a guy who tortures people, a guy who has his own goons beat people up in the United States. Who protested his visit? Barely anybody. Let's look at what's happening in Iran. Women are literally being tortured and imprisoned for removing their hijabs. There was another famous case of that that happened this week. Where are the feminists? Where are the marches on the Iranian embassies? They're not happening. Sadiq Khan said nothing about any of that. Nobody really protested it. Oh, but Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, grab them by the pussy 13 years ago, and we're expecting 100,000 people out on the streets. Absolutely absurd, the level to which people allow themselves to be manipulated by fake moral outrage, fake hysteria. You know, Yanni, how many of these people are going to be out protesting this weekend because they feel a genuine moral urge to do so? And how many of them are going to be doing it, you know, for an Instagram selfie because they're vapid, virtue-signaling morons?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the anti-Trump thing, I think people are anti-Trump to be anti-Trump, aren't they? I don't think there's no real substance to any of it. Otherwise, they'd be out there, you know, campaigning against, like, the people you just mentioned. So a lot of it is to do with popularity. It's really popular. It's really cool to be anti-Trump. And if you're not anti-Trump, then you're uncool and basically you're silenced and you can't say that you're pro-Trump or anything. So a lot of it is just It's bullshit, isn't it, really?
That's exactly the word for it. It's also, there's no Glastonbury this year, so they can't all shout for Jeremy Corbyn, so they're probably missing that. Let me read you this quote from the Trump baby balloon activist, your arch nemesis. He said, quote, "What could have been a day of infamy for Britain," he's talking about the visit of Trump, "instead becomes a day of national pride and unity." So he thinks he's literally going to create national pride and unity by flying this 20-foot Trump baby balloon. Yanni, how much unity do you think those people would exhibit in that crowd if you attended their protest wearing a red MAGA hat? Do you think they'd be very, very forgiving and very unifying in that situation?
No, I'm sure it'd be the same as being, you know, fed to a pack of wolves if I was there wearing a Make America Great Again hat. So it's all kind of double standard, isn't it? It's completely double standard. What they say they tolerate and this kind of thing, they don't. It's the complete opposite. It's actually the people who are more pro-Trump on the right are the ones who are more tolerant.
It's incredible. Also, now this is not to advocate any legal activity whatsoever. We obviously don't do that. But anybody who's been reading 4chan over the past few days knows that they've located where this Trump baby balloon is. As with past 4chan events, specifically with Shia LaBeouf and everything that happened with him, they're talking about bringing this inflatable balloon down. Do you see that happening? Do you think that's on the horizon, given how much chatter there is on 4chan about it?
I haven't seen the chatter on 4chan personally, but it would be good to see if it did come down. It'd be nice to see. I'm not, like I said, advocating that, but I think people underestimate just how irritating this event is, just how irritating this balloon is. And people underestimate it, and they think that everyone's anti-Trump in the UK. And it's not the case. It's just not the case. So you could well see it come down. You could see a counter-protest of some sort. But these people are so blinded, these people in London, these anti-Trump, they're so blinded by themselves. So they don't see anything else. They don't see that there is actually support for Donald Trump in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, it's really annoying when they claim to speak for everyone in the UK by being so intolerant of his visit while claiming that they're the tolerant ones. I mean, you have France. France basically got a jump on us. Again, the population of France, I imagine, are no great fans of Donald Trump in any large majority. It's probably the same as in the UK. But they got a jump on everyone. They arranged a state visit or the equivalent of, before anyone else. There were no giant protests, obviously a few, no giant protests. It worked out well for both countries. You know, they could get over their little butthurt and just acknowledge the fact that even if you don't like the president, you have to respect the office. And to ostracize the president, that's only going to harm our interests, as he said, when we need this Brexit deal, if even, you know, Brexit happens at all at this point. But just in closing, Yanni, tell people how they can support the funding and the organization of this Sadiq Khan baby balloon event.
Yeah, so we're still on crowdfunding. We've got until the 9th of August. So we've been going 5 days. We've got £40,000. So it's a long way to go, 9th of August, for the funding. So the bigger the donations, the bigger the amount we raise, the bigger the balloon, the bigger the event, the more we can do on the day to help make London safe again. And if you want to get involved, you can contact myself on Twitter or there'll be a few other details as well in the next coming days of who else to contact in regards to that. But yeah, keep the money coming in, and then, you know, the more we raise, the bigger this event can be, and the more pressure we can put on Sadiq Khan.
Definitely. So people have got a few weeks to keep that money rolling in. You can stage a bigger and bigger event the more money you get, and basically have a real response to these people who claim to represent those in the UK. They don't. You've proven that by out-raising them in a matter of days. It took them a month to make, what, £27,000? You made that in just over 3 days. Absolutely monumental effort. The real fight back begins. We will have our voice just as they have theirs, and we'll continue to monitor it. Yanni Bruer, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
There goes Yanni Bruer with the Sadiq Khan baby balloon protest. Be sure to go and find that and donate. It will be in the description when this video goes up on YouTube. Let's cover a few final news stories, but before that, I want to direct your attention to these 4th of July Super Sale specials, because we've extended them, obviously, massive discounts on a huge laundry list of products over at InfoWarsStore.com, including BrainForce Plus at 50% off, Survival Shield X2 40% off, and by the way, this is all free shipping. We've got the Knockout Sleep Support, which is still available at $17.76 with free shipping while supplies last, and, as I said, a laundry list of other products, DNA Force Plus, The Real Red Pill Plus, Super Female Vitality, all Super Blue products at 50% off, and InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, 3-month supply, 50% off, all with free shipping. Go and check out the 5-star independent certified reviews and get the product. Support this network right now by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, talking about that Trump visit, this is a headline out of Zero Hedge. Americans in UK urged to keep low profile during Trump visit. So our conservative and name-only government is so petrified of what might happen from these virtue-signaling lefty Corbynista middle-class idiots that all live in £2 million plush pads in West London, that they're now telling Americans living in London or Americans visiting London to keep a low profile during President Trump's visit later this week following the NATO summit. It says this is the official warning from the US Embassy in London. Numerous demonstrations are being planned for July 12 to 14 surrounding the visit of the President of the United States. Trump will hold talks with Theresa May, and again, he's not even going to be anywhere near London. But they're telling Americans in London to be visible, to keep a low profile, because protests may turn violent. They're literally telling people to keep low profiles as American tourists, Americans living in London. Why would they need to do that? Are they telling them not to wear red MAGA hats? Is that it? Do we not want to trigger the tolerant liberals at this point? Is that what they're afraid of? Again, just absolute cowardly behavior from front to back with this government right now, which has betrayed Brexit. And on that subject, Breitbart headline, Trump backs Boris Johnson's Brexit rebellion. President Trump has brought petrol onto the flames of UK Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit crisis by coming out for her chief opponent, Boris Johnson. So he gave these comments earlier today. He said, Boris Johnson's a friend of mine. He's been very, very nice to me, very supportive. Of course, Trump sees his own legacy as being deeply embedded in the Brexit vote, which happened, what, about 5 months before he became president, or at least was elected president. So Trump sees his legacy in the legacy of Brexit. He wants to keep Brexit alive. Brexit has been completely betrayed by our conservative in name only government over the past few days. Even with all these resignations, it looks like Theresa May is going to keep her job. The Remainers in Parliament are dancing a jig. They're over the moon with this crappy deal, which isn't Brexit at all. And really, we're facing dark times in the UK. Is the UK at the point of no longer being a functioning democracy, given that they're basically ignoring the results of a national referendum? Harrowing times indeed. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room is coming up next, InfoWars.com. Stay right there.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass.